News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, tomorrow marks 1 year since the Dublin riot, but has anything changed about Dublin City Centre and the anti-social behaviour within it? We're joined by Debbie Lawrence, CEO and Director of Carton Entertainment Group, which owns the Carton Casino on O'Connell Street, and also by Michael O'Sullivan, former Assistant Garda Commissioner. Debbie, to you first. We spoke to you not long after the riots, and you outlined a pretty extraordinary litany of things that had happened outside your casino and the level of antisocial activity. Have things improved since then at all?
Good morning. Not particularly. I would say that, listen, I'm not here to bash the guards. I think the guards have done an amazing job. I don't think the overall issue is not, left at their feet. Really, the problem is it's too easy for people to, one, get away with crime and, you know, repeat their offences. You know, it's the judicial system is like a revolving door. That and also the fact that there's no sense of community in the city centre. It's not full of residents. People don't take pride in the neighbourhood. And I think they're the two main reasons why, you know, it's this has been allowed to fester for the last 25, 30 years.
Do you see that latter bit changing about the sense of community? I see a number of the parties have mentions in their manifestos about living above the shop. Now, we've been talking about that since Moses was a boy, as far as I'm concerned. But do you see that change? Because that would make a difference, I think, if you had people living over shops.
It would make a huge difference. But the problem is the expense of turning these apartments or floors upstairs around into livable spaces. You know, then you have to go through the planning process, and, you know, something as simple as you can't replace windows that are single glazed for double glazed. It's just nonsensical things for the 21st century that are holding people back from doing up these spaces. We have the space ourselves, but it's cost prohibitive.
How would you categorise Dublin City Centre at the moment? How would you categorise O'Connell Street at the moment?
It's not Dublin of 25, 30 years ago. It's very cosmopolitan now. That's the one thing I would say. Out of the 110 staff we have, 5 of us are Irish. And I say that I wouldn't have the company we have today if it wasn't for these wonderful people. And they're from everywhere, all over Europe, Brazil. You know, they're an amazing bunch of boys and girls.
And I think as well, I notice when I go to the city centre, it is people who weren't born here who are there in their huge numbers. And I thank God for them, because without them coming into the city centre, I wonder, would the city centre be as vibrant as it is?
We wouldn't have a city. But the problem is there are some people that don't want to join the Irish society. Now, it's not the majority of them. I'd say 95% of the people that are in the city centre have joined Dublin as an active resident. But there's a small cohort, and they're homebred as well. We've got plenty.
I was going to say, all the people rising, I'd say, don't really want to join our society this time last year, and they were all homegrown.
Correct. So it's time to, and that brings me back to the whole sense of community. If we can have more people living in the city centre and somehow bring them together, and that we're a better society together. It doesn't matter whether we're, you know, black, white, or pink with blue spots, that does not come into it. Okay. It's the fact that we all work and live together. That's the most important thing. And I think we'll have more. You won't be creating a cityscape that allows for, you know, this cohort that are causing the problems.
They
get outnumbered.
Debbie, stay with us. Let's bring in Michael O'Sullivan, former Assistant Garda Commissioner. Michael,
good morning.
O'Connell Street, do you think things have improved in the last year? Just as someone who walks down it on a regular basis, I think it has got better. I think there's more Gardaí on the beat than there was a year ago.
Yeah, well, the numbers wouldn't stack that up. You know, if you look at the numbers, the guards are down about 2,000, roughly speaking.
In a year?
2,000 below their number that they should be at.
Oh, okay. Right.
And if you look at the numbers that are being recruited, there's a problem with the guards insofar as there is a difficulty with the numbers being recruited and trained. They're only marginally higher than the numbers that are leaving. So I think people would feel a whole lot safer if there were more boots on the ground. And it's not always that easy to get those boots on the ground. The thing you were talking about there earlier was some of our homegrown tugs, for want of a better term. What you have is you have a number of people who are punching above their weight in terms of criminality, people who sort of no longer have a fear about the guards or the judiciary. And that's compounded at night in Dublin City by, let's say, the availability of coke. Once people are taking coke and alcohol together, they become more violent. So broadly speaking, what happens is you have more incidents of criminality, thefts, which isn't necessarily, it can't be attributed to coke, etc. But certainly the violence, there's a higher degree of violence when people are availing of alcohol and cocaine combined.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you think anything has changed then in the last year since the riots? A year tomorrow, has nothing improved since then? In your view,
I certainly think there's a greater awareness of a greater need for policing and a greater efforts by the guards to try and have more police on the ground. But your boots on the ground are reflective of the number of people you have. And so it's very, very difficult. I think strategically speaking, the core issues are to look at the reasons that guards are leaving and the numbers aren't coming in before you can really have a good policing presence.
Okay, Michael Sullivan, former Assistant Garda Commissioner, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Debbie, a last word from you, Debbie Lawrence of Carton Entertainment Group. If there was one thing you would like to see change in the next 12 months, what would it be?
It's to bring life back into the city. The building that we're in was compulsory, the CPO from my recently deceased father 25 years ago, and the whole Moore Street area. And here we are 25 years later and not a single sod has been turned. And that's just one site, you know, all up around Parnell Street, all these buildings are empty. They need to fill the empty buildings.
Parnell Street is a neglected jewel. It breaks my heart every time I walk because it's the most stunning square and it is utterly neglected. But listen, thank you indeed for that. Debbie Lawrence, CEO and Director of Carton Entertainment Group, which owns the Carton Casino on O'Connell Street. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
You're quite right about a lot of the north. I mean, Marlborough Street, Parnell Street, beautiful streets, beautiful buildings, beautiful architecture, beautiful setting. Just rack and ruin.
I did a walk-in tour of Parnell Square not that long ago, and the architectural gems in that square are extraordinary.
The Gate Theatre, the Ambassador, the Rotunda. It's a shame.
It is.
It really is a shame, and well said.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.